Joining us on 93 WIBC is Ruby Soho. She's a professional wrestler with All Elite Wrestling, and she's also a Hoosier. And we'll get more into that later today. Ruby, how are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. So All Elite Wrestling is returning tonight for to Indianapolis for the first time in 2 years. And, of course, the pandemic put a pause on things last year, but they're back in town now, and you're with them this time around. You weren't 2 years ago, but now you're here. And tell me a little bit about just being in town for the show tonight, how you're feeling, All Elite Wrestling back in town.
Oh, I feel great. I am so excited that AEW has made their way to, you know, my home state. It's so great to be here. I love Indianapolis. It has a very special place in my heart. This is the city where I was introduced to my first big indie wrestling show, pretty much kind of catapulted, you know, my career. And, you know, right down the road in Lafayette, Indiana is where, you know, I was trained. I spent 10 long months in a storage unit with a ring in it to learn how to become a professional wrestler. So, you know, Indiana itself is, you know, a big part of who I am, and I'm very proud to represent it.
Yeah, that was something I wanted to ask. Growing up in Indiana, I mean, we're in a state that's engulfed in football, basketball, auto racing, just about every sport you can imagine. How did you find professional wrestling?
Well, when I was very young, my childhood best friend, her whole family was, you know, was very, very enveloped with professional wrestling. You know, years passed and her older brother started doing it independently. And we used to go to shows and watch him, you know, in Elkhart, Indiana, in the kind of the middle of nowhere, in front of 10 people or whatever. I just had a blast. I loved being in the audience and being a part of the show. And shortly after that, I kind of sought out to give it a try and see if I would like it, because I had so much fun at the shows. And from the moment I stepped into a professional wrestling ring, I was hooked. There was nothing else that I ever wanted to do. It promoted, you know, individuality and authenticity within myself, and I needed that at the time. You know, I was 19 when I started, and it was something that, you know, I didn't really want to let go of. So, you know, I just kind of set off on this journey to see where it would take me. And, you know, fortunately enough for me, it took me to the best wrestling company in the world, which is AEW.
Yeah, you have been wrestling for over a decade, and something I wanted to play for you and kind of get your reaction. You joined AEW 2 months ago, and mm-hmm. It sounded a little something like this. Safe to say people were a little excited.
That's amazing. Thank you for playing that. That's amazing.
So after,
I'm like grinning ear to ear right now.
So after 10 years, after 10 years of doing this, and you've been all over the world coming from Indiana, how does hearing something like that make you feel at this point in your career?
Oh, it makes me feel amazing. We have the best fans in the industry, in my opinion. And, you know, entering a new company was very nerve-wracking to me. And, you know, hopefully, you know, being accepted and you know, to be the Joker in the all-out pay-per-view and for the Casino Battle Royal was very nerve-wracking, because it's a very special spot that, you know, I was hoping that the fans would be excited that, you know, that I was given, and for them to start chanting my name before I even came out was probably one of the pinnacles of my career, because it kind of validated, you know, the last, you know, almost 11 years of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, cars breaking down, you know, a lot of the grind that, you know, went into getting to this point. So it was a really beautiful moment that I will carry with me forever.
Absolutely. Tonight, AEW is back in town at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum with Dynamite live on TNT. And like I said earlier, you know, you are around with the company this time as opposed to 2 years ago. What could, if you were to try and explain to somebody on an elevator and AEW was brought up and you needed to make a quick pitch on what people need to know about the company that who are maybe not familiar with the product, how would you how would you describe it? What can people expect from the show tonight?
It is probably some of the most impressive professional wrestling that you will ever see. We have some of the most talented and athletic, incredible performers on our roster that the industry has. But not only that, it is, you know, an interactive experience. If you're there live, you know that you are a part of the show just as much as the rest of us are. Our audience is, you know, we listen to them. We hear them throughout the show. They are interactive, and it is an infectious energy that, you know, generates from the crowd, you know, and into the ring. So it is, you know, a once in a lifetime experience to be able to be there live. But, you know, if you do check it out on TNT, it is, you know, just as exciting to watch because it is different. We're bringing something different to the world of professional wrestling, which is difficult for as long as it's been around, but we're managing to create a different product, something new and exciting and fresh. And it is something that once you've watched once that you'll be hooked.
So before we wrap things up, talk to me a little bit about how do you feel about wrestling in Indiana, you know, wrestlers who are trying to make their way here? Is there any part of you that wants to sort of take charge and maybe bring a little bit of change to that area? Or how do you feel about that whole landscape of wrestling in Indiana?
I mean, I would love that. I would love if there was, if I could affect any part of, you know, professional wrestling in Indiana. There aren't a lot of professional wrestlers that come out of, you know, out of Indiana. There's not a lot of us that are able to represent the state. But I would love in some way to affect, you know, even up and comers that are in Indiana to really just strive, just because, you know, we come from a state that doesn't have a lot of professional wrestling. It doesn't mean that you can't make it. It doesn't mean that you aren't able to, you know, reach for the stars and be able to be a part of, you know, amazing companies like AEW. I would love to see it, you know, branch out. I would love to see Indiana become kind of a staple for professional wrestling and some of the best professional wrestling fans, you know, in the country. So if, you know, I have any impact on that, that would be amazing. But until then, I will just represent my state with honor and pride.
All right. Before we wrap things up, is there anything else you wanted to let people know before we end things here?
Yeah. I mean, if you're able to come out to the show tonight, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You're going to have the time of your life. And if you're not able to come to the show, please check us out on TNT tonight at 8 Eastern Standard Time. I hope that I get to meet anybody who is coming out. I have a there's a meet and greet beforehand, so you can get tickets and stuff. I believe it's at 5:30, and I will be a part of that meet and greet. So if you're able to come out and meet me, and we'll be able to talk and get excited about the show. I encourage anybody to check out this amazing product because, you know, we're growing and we're expanding, and it's really something special.
All right, Ruby Soho, one of the many stars of All Elite Wrestling, back home again in Indiana. Thank you so much, Ruby. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.